person is Stuart Roberts. I don't know who you are, but oh yeah, I do know who you are. I said it 5. I'm sorry. He is very talented and has a lot of good things to say.
Hi, I'm always trying to be like site specific. Let's see, which do I have to? Okay. So I try to be site specific about things and what I'm reading. And this seems to be a Caribbean restaurant, and I kind of know because there's a big picture of Audrey Hepburn over there. She's basically a Caribbean style icon. I know people who dress like her, you know. So, but I'm not going to get into the Caribbean style part yet, because I'm going to read a poem. Because also, there's a picture there from A Great Day in Harlem, the movie, which is, it was a picture, and then it was someone made a movie of it. And this is a poem about Count Basie, who is sitting with the kids, basically, like all the adults are up with the adults, and Count Basie is sitting on the curb with all the kids. So this is Count Basie. Basie knew the notes between the notes were the notes that mattered. The resonance of insinuation, the reduction to principle, the way a word alone might recall an emotion, a name, a mood, a title, a sound. Or sometimes the band itself would roar out of the station like a brawny locomotive, but the magic was in the steam rising, the puff of smoke, the solo that dissolved into thin air, traveling light, cross country. Walter Page would bottom it, Joe Jones would rock it, and Basie would address the beat with cool deliberation, finding the furthest point from one rest to the next as if the lead sheet had dropped to the floor and he were casually, nonchalantly retrieving it, one note at a time. Thelonious later would inherit one of those notes and make out of it an autobiography, a Rashomon-like look at melody, a slanting African gap-toothed smile. Maybe words also are meant to have their edges sheared off, their prefixes, suffixes tossed to the wind, the tight body of a letter or two or three left to tell the stark remains of a story. And oh, how a human voice can wordlessly haunt, plant its roots in the terra firma of soil, and dot a garden with long-stemmed black roses, a heart, say my own, with its tears. And this is a poem about being a Caribbean immigrant in Philadelphia, I think, or maybe it's just me being in Philadelphia. It's really, you never know. But I relate
one
to
more.
It. What?
Okay, just one.
You can go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll read fast then.
No, it's okay.
I'll do like the fast remix first. I should have asked before. Yeah, I've never. So, well, I'll just read it. Okay. At first, I wasn't black. I was whatever everybody else was. Dark like the waves of the sea after sunset, pounding like the rocks with their own particular music, intoxicating and tough and liquid, each disintegrating into our island. I was intertwined with the seaweed. I was numberless as the sands on the seashore. I was home. I was wherever what was called Africa had carried me to. Here I am, adhered to the surface of the earth, eggplant perfect and young. Picture this, picture me, beneath the tangerine red sky our painters have painted, have pocketed like so many tormented fireflies, and let loose again in Brixton, in Brooklyn, in whatever closet or hallway they hang their hat and call temporarily home. None of this is current, none of this lives beyond the tingling in my fingertips when I touch the Caribbean Sea before I realize it is just local faucet water. None of this lives beyond my hair, horribly wrong as it seems here. None of this lives beyond one blackened body becoming more concise by the hour. Here is what I believed would happen. No, let me tell you the opposite. Let me tell you how it has turned out to be. Here you have a coin with the face of a man who is free. Freed of people who I am told resemble myself because of the color of our surfaces. Here we are all like that coin with the bearded man, consider the slightest denomination and hard. Whatever has taught a people they are hard, I would like to hold this so-called man up by his improbable hair and slap his equally improbable coconut-filled face gently again and again and again, very gently, of course. Where I come from, we are not hard as this pawn. We are flexible. We flow through the streets like molasses and fill the air with our scent, and we sound like sunshine and trees and mangoes and horse toast and other kaleidoscopic orchestras of our memories made into music. We are compa and merengue and ska and calypso, and our mothers calling us home for supper. We are not this cold, hard coin you people call your penny and count next to worthless loose change in your bottomless pocket. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh. Now we have Sarah E. Emanuel.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to sing a song a cappella. I haven't sang this song in a long, long time, so please bear with me, okay? This one's for Ala and Deborah.
Thank you. And the stone beneath the sink, he's tasting it for drinking. A little while there takes away the light. And he opens up the door, it isn't dark to see no more.
I gotta be cool getting my guitar now.